Let's continue in the halachot of Tevilat Kelim from the Sefer Ora Halacha. Hatbalat Kelim b'Shabbat. Kle Seuda Chadashim Hanikachim Min Hagoy. Lechatchila, im efshar, yitenem legoy b'matana v'yachzor v'yishale mimenu. Ve'al yedei kach yeh patur min ha-tevila. If let's say a person is sitting on Shabbat and he has no other plate or pot or whatever it is to use other than something that he realizes just now, I did not do Tevilat Kelim. So what do we do? Do I rush to the mikveh to, you know, to immerse it? Is there a way out if I can't do that? So lechatchila, the best way, if you can go to your neighbor who is a non-Jew, and, you know, they think we're weird anyway, so it doesn't matter, you know, with the whole mechirat chametz, and so it doesn't, you don't have to be embarrassed. You go over to him, listen, I know you might not get this, but can I give you this as a gift, but I'm going to borrow it afterwards, if that's okay with you. And that's what you do. You give it to him, seriously, you give it to him as a gift, say, this is yours, can I borrow it now? He says, well, I don't mind, I didn't develop an attachment to it yet, so it's okay. And then, now, al yedei kach yehyeh patur min ha-tevila. You see a big yesod from this, by the way. You see a big yesod. Because people might think that you're not allowed to eat out of something that tevila was not done to. Some people have the impression, when you don't learn the halakha, so you have the impression that tevila has to do like hag'alat kelim. It has to do with kashrut. It has nothing to do with kashrut. It has to do with the idea that something that went, as we explained before, something that was, that transitioned from the ownership of a non-Jew to the ownership of a Yisrael, of a Jew, now requires tevila because of the new status that it has. But, as we can see over here from this halacha, on Shabbat, in order to get out of the issue of whether we are allowed to do tevila on Shabbat or not, which we'll discuss in a minute, it's better to get out of it by giving it to someone who, in under his ownership, it doesn't require tevila. So, and you're allowed to eat from it, still allowed to eat. There's no problem of kashrut, right? The only problem of kashrut would be if you would know that something was cooked in it that wasn't kasher. But you know that this pot is totally kasher. The only problem is that it was an itbal. Once it's right now in the ownership of the non-Jew, it's not a problem. And therefore, it's patur min ha-tevila, and you're allowed to eat from it on Shabbat. Then you go to him, Motzai Shabbat, and you say, by the way, can I get it back now? Can you give it back to me? And he says, oh my God, what am I going to do with you? And he gives it back to you, and you say, thank you very much. And you go on Sunday, and you do tevila to the kelim. That's one way lechatchila. Now, im yefshar litnam legoy b'matana, let's say you don't have someone to give it to, or you just can't do that. The halacha is, according to the Sfaradim, mutar lehatbilam b'shabbat af lechatchila. Even lechatchila, if you don't have that option of doing what we just said, you can go to the mikveh, take the kelim, and you can be matbil them on Shabbat, ben klei matachot, ben klei zchuchit. No matter what they are. B'nei Ashkenaz machmirim shelo le'atbil kelim b'Shabbat. They hold that this might be a problem of tikkun keli, which comes from the melacha of makeva patish. We don't hold that it's tikkun keli, because be'emet, as I told you, mitzat kashrut, you're allowed to eat from it. It's just a side halacha that you have to do. So it's not really a din in the chefetz of the keli, it's a din in the be'alut of the Yehudi. So that's a whole machloket to get into. So according to Sfaradim, you're allowed to be matbil on Shabbat. According to Ashkenazim, you're not allowed. However, im avar v'itbilam b'Shabbat, if even according to Ashkenazim, if you did go and you immersed them on Shabbat, utal yishtamesh b'hem. It's not like it's pasul and you're not allowed to use them. You are allowed. Here is another way how to do it on Shabbat. Im hu kli shira'u lemalot bo maim. If it's a type of vessel that you are able to fill it up to the rim with water. So what you should do is you go to the mikveh and you don't just immerse it, you hold it, slanted, and you fill it up with water, she'az eno muchach shemechaven leshem tevila. To a certain degree, it's not so evident that you're doing it leshem tevila, for the purpose of the mitzvah of Tevilat Kerim. Tevilat Kerim is when you take something and you directly put it inside the water. Here we see maybe it looks like you're just trying to fill up the pot with water. Since it doesn't have the image of Tevilat Kelim, that in that way, that's also a way b'di'avad to do on Shabbat, al talo tevila, ve'af yevarech ala tevila, and he can even say, the bracha aval yevarech belachash, but the bracha should be quietly. Yes. According to Sfaradim, for Ashkenazim, but also for Sfaradim, if let's say, let's say you want to be yotzei lechol adeot, you understand? If you don't want to do this, according to Sfaradim, it's totally fine. You can just take it and do it in the mikveh. But in order to be yotzei lechol adeot, there is another way out. That's what he's bringing here. You're not able to do tevila at all. So then we're going to speak about that later, that a one-time usage, some people are matil to use for one time. There is such a heter. Not everybody likes to rely on that. But if let's say, I could definitely see the halakha saying that if that's the only one that you can use, that you need for Shabbat, and without it, it's going to be a problem in Onik Shabbat, then you can rely on the heter of a one-time usage without tevila. If it would be glass, then it would surely be mutar, because glass to begin with is only midrabanan. If it is klei matachot, if it is metal, which is midoraita according to most rishonim, so then it would be better to be machmir, unless there would be a problem of onik shabbat. Then for one time it would be allowed. Yeah. Maze? No, what you cooked in a kli that was not tavul, not immersed, it's not some. Again, like I said before, it's not a matter of kashrut. The food is still kasher. That would also be allowed as long as the food doesn't touch. But that would be a little bit depends on what you're using it for exactly. Let's say dry fruit or. Sheila tova, sheila tova. Ve'im yesh safek im akelim tzerichim tevila. Let's say it's a case where you have a safek. It's something that you're not sure if this requires tevila or not, and you don't have the possibility to do the other two options that we said: one with the non-Jew, one with filling it up with water. Mutar lechatchila lehadbilam af ledat b'nei Ashkenaz. Even according to the Ashkenazim, something that you have a safek if you need to do tevila, that is definitely allowed, even lechatchila to do on Shabbat. What's it, Alishol? Someone wanted? Yes. That's not about tevilat kelim. That's about hacharat kelim. That's to make something kasher. There is a way to make something kasher by sticking it into the ground, into the soil, 10 times. As we know, that soil is like a cleaning agent. You know, if you take it, you could rub it, and it cleans. There is such a thing, and therefore that would be one way of making something kasher. But that's totally not the halach, meaning it's not even the issue that we're talking about right over here. Yeah, but there is such a thing. If you look in the beginning of Ilchot Ta'arovot in Yoreh De'ah, I think it's Petet or Tzadik, you look there, it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, yes. Just one more halacha. We now enter into what type of kelim require tevila b'mikveh. Hagdarat suge hakelim. Let's just give one or two rules first. Kol keli hameyuad lehachanat ochel, ve'adayin tzarich haochel hachana nosefet lehatkino leachila, yatbilenu belo beracha, vehamekel shelo lehatbilam bichlal, yesh lo alma lismuch. Any utensil, any vessel, any pot or anything that is meant for preparing food, preparing food in a way that even after you use that kli, there's still more preparing to be done in that food. For example, let's say matchenet basar, a grinder of meat, a meat grinder, right? So that's for preparing food. But even after you ground the meat, you still have to cook the meat, right? So matchenet basar, or kele lisha, or a big bowl that you use only for kneading the dough, right? That's the only thing you use this bowl for. So yes, it prepares the dough, but after you have the dough, now you have to bake the dough. Or mekalef tapuche adama, or a potato peeler, right? Sakin shchita, a sakin, a knife that is only used for shchita, not for cutting steak, but for doing shchita. These are types of kelim that, yes, are used for hachanat ha'ochel, for preparing the food, but it's a preparation that is a pre-preparation. You still have more to do with the food after that. In that case, we do tevila, but without bracha. Those who are mekel, those who are lenient not to do tevila at all, they have what to be somech on. Aval kelim shemishtamshim bahem le'achila u'shtiyah, but vessels that we use for eating, for drinking, plates, glasses, cups, or shebahem naasa ha'ochel metukan le'achila, or vessels that you fix the food in it, you prepare in it, and afterwards it is ready. Chayavim bitvila bibracha, require a tvila with a bracha, im asuyim mechomer achayav tvila. Then you also have to figure out if they're made from the type of material that requires tvila. Kegon sirim, machvatot, right? Pans, pots, kosot, tzalachot, cups, plates, sakum, yeah, knives, forks, and spoons, mecham, an urn, reshet litzliat basar, grates for roasting, like barbecue, that you roast the meat on top of it, right? It comes in contact with the food, and immediately when you take off the food, it is ready to be eaten. All these cases or the like require tevila. What do you mean to ask?
I have a pot that it can be used for this, or can just be used for that?
Good question. It has to be that you totally designated for that one usage. Very good. Yes, good point. In other words, like I said before, a pot in which you know, these big bowls that you use to knead dough. Other people might like to prepare salad in that, let's say. But you only use it for the dough. You don't have to do tevila. So yeah, it would be subjective. True. All right. There's yeah. Mazeut pam. The grate you have to be tovel. Yes. It could be as big as what? It doesn't matter how big. Yeah. You know how big would be too big, if you can't move it anymore, if it's meant to stay, then that's something. Zen kra kli haraui lenachat, ma lenachat. Lo rak shezeh noten lecha nachat, ela zeh nishar beoto makom. So that would be different. We'll get to that. We'll speak about it. Let's say a fridge, a toaster, things like this. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha omer, atza kadosh baruch hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach yo balayim Torah mitzvot sheneemar, Adonai chafetz l'man tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir. Amen. Amen. Amen, Yehe Shemeh Rabbah, Mevarach Le'alam Le'Amen. Amen.